He was out of money, out of friends, out of options. He had hit rock bottom and was at his wit's end. He wrote a letter home to his parents, "Dear Mom and Dad, I'm sorry for what I've done. I don't have any excuse. There's no reason for you to love me or even welcome me back home. But I've hit bottom, and if it's okay, I would like to come home. I'm hoping that you'll take me back. Someone has given me a train ticket to get back home. The train comes around the bend, right past our farmhouse. If you want me to come home, please put a white towel on the clothesline in the backyard near the tracks. If a towel is there, I'll know you want me to come back home. If there's no towel there, I'll know that I shouldn't come back home." So the young man sent the letter and got on the train and started out on his trip home. As he came closer to his destination, he became more and more nervous and began pacing up and down the center aisle of the train car. As the train came closer and closer to the farmhouse, he couldn't bear it anymore. So he said to the man sitting next to him, "Sir, around this bend, there's going to be a white house with an old red barn behind it. There'll be a clothesline in the backyard. Would you do me a favor and look and see if there's a white towel hanging on the clothesline? I know it sounds kind of strange, but I can't bear to look." The train came closer and closer, and as it started to go around the bend, the young man's heart was racing as fast as it could. The man said, "Yes, look, open your eyes." When the young man opened his eyes, he looked out the window to see that the whole clothesline was covered with white towels. The barn roof was covered with white towels. And the trees were all covered with white sheets. There were white towels and sheets everywhere. And in that moment, the young man knew that he was welcome home. My friends, the gospel parable that we hear about today is perhaps one of the most familiar and the best known of all of the parables of Jesus. In this parable, there's a desire for wealth and possessions without having to work for them. There's good times with no worries or cares, and hard times and disillusionment along with sorrow and remorse. There is the pain and embarrassment of desperate circumstances. There's the facing the truth, swallowing your pride, and the walk of shame, if you will, back to the one who has every right to judge, reject, and condemn you. But there's also the surprise turn of events. When the father catches sight of his son in the distance, he runs to greet and embrace him before the prodigal can even open his mouth to begin his carefully rehearsed speech. The father welcomes him joyfully and completely, with no recriminations, no conditions, and no resentment. Brothers and sisters, a parent's love is that very reflection of God's love for us, a love that always welcomes us back, a love that reconciles and heals, a love that perseveres through every hurt and heartache, a model of love and forgiveness that we should seek in all of our relationships. Christ, as Pope Francis said recently, is the very face of the Father's mercy. Thus, this parable of forgiveness and reconciliation reveals a God of such great love that he can't even bear the loss of a single child. This parable also tells us less about the boy's sin than about the abundant mercy of his father, who forgives his son and joyfully welcomes him home, even before the son can bring himself to ask. And the father's joy stands in sharp contrast to the dutiful elder son, who became just as lost and dead as the younger son the moment he allowed resentment and anger and jealousy to take hold of him. Did the elder son ever come back to life? Was he ever found? Did he ever come in and join in the celebration? We just don't know. I think a lot of us here who have been those dutiful sons or daughters might identify with the feelings of the elder brother. Sure, we might say, yeah, let the brother return home, but to bread and water, not a fattened calf. In sackcloth, not a new robe, and kneeling in repentance, not dancing. In their own way, both sons were wayward, and both had broken relationships with the father. My friends, Jesus calls us not to condemn or gloat or belittle the prodigals among us, but to enable their return, to keep picking them up no matter how many times they fall, to open our arms and welcome them back again and again and again. Forgiveness demands that we play all three parts in the drama of the prodigal son. First, to be the prodigal son facing up to our own guilt and selfishness that causes division and hurt. Second, to be the forgiving father, to be the forgiving parent, being open-hearted enough to make the first step to welcome back into our lives those who have hurt us. And thirdly, to be the older brother, putting aside our own hurt and outrage, no matter how justified, for the sake of reconciliation and peace within our families and our communities. Brothers and sisters, Lent is a time for coming to our senses, as the Gospel says, for coming home to the Father and asking for his pardon and his peace, especially in this year of mercy. In our own personal prayer, in the sacrament of reconciliation, and here at the tables of Word and Eucharist, the Lord gives us the grace to examine and bring our hearts home to him. My friends, it may seem a little strange in the middle of Lent to hear the words celebrate and rejoice on this fourth Sunday of Lent, but that's what we do on this particular Sunday. Laetare in Latin means joy. So this Sunday is the Sunday of joy, hence our rose vestments. We have that kind of little bit of excitement as we prepare to celebrate the coming Triduum. And that's what our gospel parable tells us to do today. So we rejoice in God's merciful love that includes all others who open themselves to the love of the Lord. Like the wayward son who never lost his father's love, we have never really lost God's love. We have been forgiven. We have experienced God's forgiveness whenever our friends or family members or co-workers have forgiven us of our own selfishness and impatience. Brothers and sisters, in many ways too, at one time or another, we have been dead, like the son we hear about in today's parable. But through God's grace, we have come to life again. We have been lost, but have now been found. As the prodigal's father welcomed him back to the family feast, so does the Lord want to welcome all of us to the feast of the Eucharistic banquet. And that's why we have every reason today to celebrate and to rejoice. Amen.
Amen.